Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we got much to cover today, to say the least, and I want to get to it as quickly as possible, so let's begin. By the way, if you want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933, 9933. I just ran across this post, and again, I want to show people what Scripture says up against these posts, because one thing that I've noticed more than anything is the people that say, once saved, always saved, these are the ones that do not want to be tested concerning their theology. Isn't that amazing how all that all works? Yeah. This is the post that says, people who try to prove that you can lose your salvation are actually trying to disprove the sufficiency of Christ by substituting their own behavior as an acceptable sacrifice to God. Well, that has never crossed my mind. Is the sacrifice of Christ, is that acceptable? Is it sufficient? Absolutely. Folks, the Bible says that the blood of Jesus Christ, Jesus is the propitiation for the sins of the world, and the blood washes the sins of the world away to those that are called according to His purposes, right? But when you look at Scripture, or posts like this, and you put Scripture up against it, you'd have to ask yourself the question, why would you put up a post like this in the first place? As I just said, the only ones that don't like to question their faith are them that are being lullabied straight to hell. I mean, my tests come constantly. My faith is always being tested, and the more it's tested, the stronger I get in the faith. You know, and that's what's bizarre about posts like this is when you look at them, it doesn't line up itself with Scripture in any sense of the word. They do not like their untested theology because I want to tell you why. Because they're not saved. Because if they were truly saved, they would understand what it means to contend. And for someone to say that you're not saved, that only gets you all the more to inquire in Scripture to search out your own salvation, working it out with fear and trembling, Philippians 12:2, to exactly do what Scripture tells us to do. And what does it tell us to do, friends? Scripture tells us to examine ourselves to see whether we be in the faith or not. Isn't that interesting? Hey, folks, don't you ever question your salvation runs antithetical to Scripture. Completely on its face. What am I talking about? In 2 Corinthians 13:5, it says, examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be a reprobate. Isn't that interesting? 2 Corinthians 13:5. Well, why wouldn't they like to be challenged in their faith, folks? You know, many of the people that post these memes are not saved. They do not work out their own salvation. They have no care for others to be saved, which only shows you that they themselves are not saved. And yet they want to go ahead and back in anybody that would dare question their salvation. And by the way, these in many cases are also them that are told by men that they're saved. But when someone, another man, questions them whether they be saved, it's interesting how irate they get with those people. Here, let me say it this way, folks. They do not want to be questioned about salvation by other men, but the ones that told them that they were saved, they have no problem with that whatsoever. Here's the gist of the whole thing, friends. Here's the consummation. Okay? It's not for a man to tell you that you're saved in the first place. The Bible clearly says it's the Spirit that bears witness. Therefore, when someone questions your salvation, first and foremost, you know them by their fruit. Isn't that right? There's no wrongdoing on a person asking the question. If you're acting accordingly outside of Scripture, then rather within the lines in scope of Scripture. These are also the people, might I add, that have no understanding of being sanctified unto obedience, which is found in 1 Peter 1:2. And these are also the same people, friends, that don't understand what it means to be sanctified by the washing of the Word. And by the Word, right, are we sanctified? Also go over to John 17, verse 7, that we're sanctified by thy truth. Thy Word is truth. Hey, folks, and if the Word is truth, which it is, and we all know it is, the Bible demands and commands that we examine ourselves whether we be in the faith or not. So why should we be challenged or threatened? If we're truly saved, man's not able to threaten me. Whatever God puts in me, friends, no devil in hell is going to be able to take it out of me. But I can tell you this, going back to Philippians 2:12, where it says that we're supposed to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling, I am constantly doing that. And as Matthew Henry rightly said, the man that continues on in his faith and continuously seeks out his own salvation, he said, that is the surest sign that the one that is perseverance going on in his faith, that he is saved. Those that put their hands up and say, don't you dare question me. Don't you dare question my salvation in any sense of the word. Well, folks, I'm here to tell you, 9 times out of 10, you're going to find them people aren't saved in the first place. And how do you know? Go ahead and see what they live for. Because if you're truly saved from your sin, guess what you live for? You live for Him and Him alone. And what are you going to do? You're going to follow Him, Matthew 4:19, and He's going to make you to become a fisher of men. Those are the men that are saved, not those that are trying to defend what they're not sure that they have. And it sounds a little confusing, friends, but the bottom line is it makes perfect sense. I see this stuff all the time, and we must beware. This is what it says again. People who try to prove that you can lose your salvation are actually trying to disprove Christ. No, I'm not. I'm showing you the sufficiency of Christ by continuously living for what He died for, 2 Corinthians 5:15. And then it talks about substituting their own behavior as an acceptable sacrifice to God. Absolutely not. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. But again, what is the fruit of those that are saved? Many of these people, friends, have no fruit to bear to the glory of Christ, John 15:8, and they live accordingly. I also had a couple other things written down. I just ran into this right before the show here, and my mind just took off on this one as well. But again, we need to be careful of these posts out there, because if they're not challenging your faith, and first and foremost, I would say this, if you feel the challenge when you see posts like this, to set the record straight, because you understand that the love of God that's been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, that love doesn't tolerate error, does it, friends? Absolutely not. And what we want to do is we want to set the record straight. But again, what do you see on the side, friends? The response is, oh, amen, blessings, brother. And you go on their website and you see what they live for, and it has nothing to do with Christ whatsoever. I am telling you what Scripture is telling you, friends. Examine yourself whether you be in the faith or not. Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. The Bible says, test yourselves in 2 Corinthians 13:5. So that's what we're going to do. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Spring. spring is in the air, and with the seasons changing and the hope of new things to come, now is the perfect time to visit our store at sonsoflibertyradio.com. At our store, you will find a plethora of wonderful products that will help you seek and save that which is lost. There are books, DVDs, T-shirts, and more, all containing an eye-opening message of truth, along with some brand new items that are sure to open men and women's eyes and bring people to the knowledge of the truth. Plus, by visiting our store and giving to the Sons of Liberty, you are helping us continue to reach both young and old with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. So if you're looking for some products that will have an impact for eternity and help to support us in reaching the masses, visit our store now at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's a jungle out there. Disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's who we are, the fruit that we have borne in the last 23, 24 years of ministry now, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com on the top left side of that page as well. If you want to call in, please do stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. So let's get going, folks. Let's get the rubber to meet the road here really quick. And I'm going to get you caught up on a couple of things. This is brand new information. Funeral home director speaking truth and questioning why it is that she has to be the one to say it to the people at large. I guess it doesn't really matter to me who says it, just as long as we get the job done, right? But check this out, folks, and listen carefully as to what she has to say.
Wrong. Something's very wrong.
Funeral home
and
director.
I don't understand why, as a funeral director, I'm the one sort of blowing the whistle. Middle-aged people that were dying not at the normal time of the day, right? So they come home, have dinner, and die. And there'd be family present in their home, average normal people. So that was a problem because that's new. You can't live with something like that in your body for a long time.
This is in Canada. Talking about the experimental jabs.
The people that I was seeing were living with that amount of that material in their circulatory system. I call them white fiber masses.
Yep.
And
clog
that's
the
because
arteries.
They're an anomaly that I've never seen before in 27 years as an embalmer and a funeral director. They're solid, so they're not tubular. They are solid right through. They are an exact cast of what the circulatory system looks like inside our bodies. And they often have a current jelly clot incorporated into the tentacles.
Yep.
of the white fiber masses, I was seeing that the white fiber masses were getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. There's Australian embalmers, there's British embalmers, and now I'm having Canadian embalmers that I talk to that their experiences have been basically the same. They have the same concerns, yeah. And now they're expressing that they're absolutely in fear for their own lives and the lives of their family and friends.
Well, the embalmers on a global basis are now in fear of their own lives and for their family and friends. Why is that? I mean, folks, just think about this. It took this long, and again, I want to stay clear from any accusation that we didn't warn the people. Your blood is off our hands, because we spent 2.5 years warning the people, having doctors on, telling the people this is what was coming. As a matter of fact, Dr. Tenpenny was on the radio with us, on social media platforms with us, and she had told the world that was listening to us, friends, you haven't seen anything yet. Wait until about a year and a half, and you're going to start seeing people fall over dead. And she's exactly right. Well, you know, what's sad about it is a lot of doctors knew beforehand, but they said nothing. But on the other hand, there was a lot of doctors in the tens of thousands just in the United States of America that were trying to warn the people concerning the experimental jab. But what I want you to consider is this. Isn't it interesting that they contrived the experimental jab, that it wouldn't actually take effect in most cases until about a year, year and a half, 2 years later after they received the experimental jab? Yes, that gives them time to run for cover, and it's exactly what they've done. I played a video last week concerning that of Mr. Joe Biden, criminal Joe Biden, treasonous Joe Biden, and I would like to play that video for you again, if you wouldn't mind, because he's already forecasting another plandemic. I kid you negative. Check this out.
We'll get through at least this year. We do need more money. But we don't just need more money for vaccines for children eventually.
Vaccines for
children. We need more money to plan for the second pandemic.
These are also the same people that advocate the murder of the unborn, and even when they're born. Just keep in mind who's trying to sell you for your health and for your safety. These are the murderers of the innocent in the womb. Put that up against Proverbs 6:17.
There's going to be another pandemic.
There's going to be another pandemic, he says. So he's already forecasting that there's going to be another pandemic. Which makes it a plandemic, isn't that right? Yeah. This is what this woman is highlighting right here in Rebel News in Canada. What it is Ontario embalmer speaks out about never before seen white fiber masses. And this is the video that you just seen and heard. Again, folks, don't be bamboozled by what's going on here. You know all the well what's going on here. And it's interesting, again, there's brand new information on sonsoflibertymedia.com that if you take the time to peruse that website, you're going to see that over in France, they're going after the globalists there. While Americans are sitting down waiting for the globalists, which, by the way, are giving orders from the People's White House to go ahead and set the next narrative. Shame on the American people for tolerating this, because this is happening on a global basis. Now, I also wanted to highlight this for you. My son just sent this over to me. Now, keep in mind, my son was considering being a Navy SEAL, and then what he's seen take place over the last 2 and 3 years, he backed out and he said, I'm going to have nothing to do with that, concerning what it is that they're trying to inoculate them with, and understanding the fruit and the history of those that are trying to sell the narrative. Well, he took the time to actually do his own due diligence. But one of the things that came across his desk, and he shot it over to me, is this. This is what they're taking on. They're called the fatter recruits. And they're now welcome as Air Force revises its rules to lack of recruits force and the force's recruitment guides. So what they're doing is they're, again, lowering the standard, friends. They're lowering the standard is what they're doing. They first bring in the sodomites, which is illegal in this country. And the reason they're effeminizing your military, friends, is because they're weakening your military strength against global, opponents, if you want to put it that way, or enemies, or whatever the case might be. But do remember, we're the country calling for the global order under George Bush Sr., right? When he called for it over 202 different times. Matter of fact, he's the guy that said, out of chaos, can we create a global order? Well, guess what? We're becoming the laughing stock of the world concerning our military now because of what the American people are tolerating in their military. I also have a picture up here just to show you, and I showed you this on Saturday, but this is a different topic, but it's covering the same topic a different way, let's put it that way. But if you look at this, concerning our military leaders, these are all men dressed up as women, friends. These are your military leaders being appointed. Why? Because, again, folks, they already know that you hate them and despise them. As a matter of fact, did you see this this man that was dressed as a woman trying to sell Bud Light in a bathtub? I highlighted that last week. Did you know that there's massive protests going on concerning Anheuser-Busch right now? Which you should have been protesting them in the first place. I mean, back in the 80s, if you remember right, friends, they were actually the company that came out and said, so many Christians, so few lions. I didn't say it. These corporations did. And it's also, friends, something that we need to take note of concerning what's going on. Simultaneously, all together now, they're pushing the same exact agenda. Same agenda. Why? Because, as I said a couple weeks ago, 55 corporations that don't pay taxes? No, these are the little hit squads that the government will use. They'll tell them, you don't have to pay your taxes, but when it comes time to calling in favors, you better respond or else. And that's why you see all these corporations like Nike and Converse, and you see them all over the place. All of a sudden, at the same time, the media starts pushing the agenda, the government pushes the agenda, the corporations all together push the agenda. Why? Because like the corrupt politicians within France, they are extorted men. Look at this. Did you see this one, friends? Harley Davidson jumped on board. I'm just going to let that sink in for a moment. Harley Davidson got a rating of 90% by the LGBTQ. This is all illegal in America. Okay, these are one of those groups that are being used for the very purpose of what, friends? They're being used as a political battering ram to upend your Constitution. Don't doubt a thing I'm saying. They are in contrast to the system of government. These are the ones that want everybody to spit against heaven along with them to their own destruction. I'm not going to be a part of that gang. Thomas Watson said, he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. And you also know, friends, that much of what's going on concerning this whole agenda is aimed at the children. I don't need to say it. Just ask them that are going after the children. Look at this. Here's another guy. Leah Akersman, sentenced to 25 years in prison for molesting a child. I wonder where he got that idea from. But it didn't start just like that, friends. It happened incrementally. First, we have going back to the 40s and to the 50s. You go to the Kinseys, and you see the Rockefellers funding him, and he's doing a bunch of illegal stuff behind closed doors and filming it. And then in 1968, your government came out and said it's okay to promote pornography, which used to be illegal in this country all the way up until 1968. Sodomy has always been illegal. Then in 1973, they decided to say, you know what, it's not a mental illness no more, and it's not a felony no more. Anybody that opposes the gay agenda, now they're the problem, right? And now what are they trying to do? They're trying to strip parental rights away from the parents so they can go after the kids without opposition. I didn't say it. They said it.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. 4 victims and the shooter are dead. 8 people in the hospital, 2 of them in critical condition, after a shooting inside a bank in downtown Louisville, Kentucky this morning. 2 of the wounded are police officers. Police believe the shooter was a former employee of the bank. Former President Trump's lawyers are appealing a judge's decision ordering former Vice President Pence to testify in the special counsel's January 6th investigation. The French, not the only ones who oppose raising the retirement age. New survey finds most of us in the USA oppose it. Some have suggested raising to beyond 67, the age at which you receive full Social Security benefits. 65% of those responding to the survey say no. The FBI is warning you to not use public phone charging stations. It says criminals are using those stations for so-called juice jacking, infecting phones with malware. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, you know, we've been lied to for a long time in this country, and this came across my desk as well. And I get people all over the place inundating me with good content, and this is one of those that are very good content. We've been lied about virtually everything when it comes to Waco, Texas, and the Davidian branch, the Oklahoma City bombing, September 11th, school shootings, false flag attacks. I mean, folks, it's absolutely mind-blowing. And I got videos for all of this, exposing all of this. As a matter of fact, I should do a whole show just on this. When the Lord told us that there's a conspiracy within, there is no doubt that there's a conspiracy within the United States of America. Do I need to convince anybody of that any longer? Jeremiah 11:9. Read it when you get a moment. After this one, I don't think that you're going to need anybody to knock your head into the right place anymore to receive the truth. Last week, I highlighted the fact that NASA came out and, according to News Punch, and came out and admitted the fact that the moon landing was completely fake. Now, just consider all the billions of dollars they stole from the taxpayers, and perpetuating that lie. Just think about that. I don't know that you're going to be ready for this one, because this one kind of took me back a little bit. You know, do I need to put some salt on your tongue? I don't think so. Just
pilot aboard the Challenger mission. In 2013, an eagle-eyed internet user found Judith Resnick, a law professor at Harvard Law School. Some people were a little taken aback by the identical name, age, and likeness, so they started digging. This is Michael J. Smith, also an engineer and pilot aboard the Challenger shuttle, who passed away that fateful day in 1986 at the age of 39 years old. This is Dr. Michael J. Smith, professor of engineering at the University of Wisconsin. This is Sharon Krista McAuliffe, arguably one of the most famous things about the Challenger mission. She was supposedly just a teacher that was picked at random to be one of the astronauts, which made it all the more tragic when she passed away due to the Challenger disaster in 1986. This is Sharon A. McAuliffe, also a law professor, who received his brief shortly after the Challenger disaster.
They were all killed.
Dick Scobie was the commander of the mission.
Look at this guy.
Here's Commander Dick Scobie next to Richard Scobie, the CEO of Cows and Trees. Here's his company's original logo.
Six.
It's a cow, but it's not a
satanic symbol.
It's strapped to a rocket. And, gee, that jet stream kind of looks familiar. In fact, just in case I wasn't making it clear, the top picture is the Challenger ship shortly after exploding. So, you know, astronauts Ronald McNair and Ellison Onizuka both passed away when the Challenger shuttle exploded. Miraculously, it was found out that they both had twin brothers.
Wow. Folks, so you see how this is? It's contrived information. And then they throw it down on us as if it's real. And then what they do for every crisis that they create, they always have in the wings or up on the shelf the answer already to be implemented, which changes everything foundationally in our country. Is that what's happening? That's exactly what's happening. This is what I was just highlighting. If you just joined us on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, you want to check us out on social media platforms, go to the top left side of the page, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to SOL Radio Live on the top of the page, and you will find us on social media platforms. Subscribe to that page and or to BeforeIt'sNews.com. You want to challenge anything here, please do. 1-866-582-9933. News Punch reported NASA drops bomb. Bombshell admits moon landing was completely faked. Wow. What's going on, friends? How come this isn't making national news right now? No, what's making national news right now is all eyes on Donald Trump, using him as a distractor right now, right? Oh, my goodness, folks. When are we going to wake up to what's going on here? Here's another one. I highlighted Elon Musk some time ago, especially right after Halloween. Beforehand, folks, when they started to put him up and all eyes on Elon Musk, I said, watch out. If you remember rightly, friends, during the whole pandemic, gas prices started to go up, and I noticed simultaneously the government was pushing people to electric cars, and it wasn't just those that belong to the said Elon Musk. And by the way, he's not the creator of the Tesla. He is just the one that's selling the Tesla. But the government and the mainstream media gave him all the attention that he needed and wanted. And I told the people, beware of him. But Bradley, look what he's doing over at Twitter. Look what he's doing over at Twitter. Yep, I said, just give it a minute. Now he's charging people to use his platforms. And what's also interesting now here, friends, is Tim Brown's morning show host, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, just highlighted, despite what Elon Musk said about free speech, Twitter is now blocking engagement for independent journalist platform Substacks. See, Americans, why do you have to play the fools? The only way that they can do what they do is because the people allow them to do the things that they do. And I don't, for the life of me, understand it. It does not take, if you stay in the Word, it does not take a genius, because the Lord will give you an anointing, 1 John 2:21, that you might see. And he'll give you ears that you might hear. That is a reality to those that are in Christ. This is not difficult to see. I know when the American people are going to wake up to all of the realities that we continuously highlight here. When it comes to their front door, Amos 6:3, and my love is trying to tell you that prevention is better than cure. Okay? Either you're going to slay the wicked, and I'm talking about lawful accountability here, or the wicked are going to slay you. There is no in between. Your enemy is not playing, folks, but I want to tell you, those that are in Christ, they're not playing either. In any sense of the word. Look at this one. Gretchen Whitmer, the witch, and I say that not with tongue in cheek. I say that with a full heart of confidence that that's exactly what she is. She just ran her her reelection campaign on a Ouija board as she introduced to the people in Michigan her criminal staff and those that were running alongside of her. This woman, to the core, is wicked. This is the same said governor that was just out in Sweden there at the World Economic Forum with Alexander Soros. His dad is the international criminal George Soros. And Alexander Soros said that she was an outstanding governor, one of the best that they have. And folks, the crimes that she has committed against her people are absolutely intolerable. And let me say it this way, they are unthinkable. And that's exactly why they get away with what they get away with, folks. Now she's bringing a Chinese plant to the state of Michigan within the walls. Isn't it interesting that she's bringing the foreigners in, which is a sign of judgment? Deuteronomy 28, verse 63. You can also go over to verse 43 if you'd like to. But Gretchen Whitmer just repealed Michigan's 1931 abortion ban, and she calls the protecting of the unborn sickening. And you go to sleep at night, Americans? Her objective is to kill babies? Her objective is to strip the parents of their rights to protect their children against her and her tyrannical orders? She is a witch, folks. And don't you for one moment tell me that she was reelected to the state of Michigan. She was not reelected, folks. When the people in this state, and not just in Michigan, but throughout the United States, understand the reality, the tangibility, and the dangers of voter fraud, because you're seeing it right in front of your faces, even as we speak here, friends, then and only then, hopefully, that's going to jolt them into action, to say the least, because if the American people do nothing, this is exactly what you're going to get more of every step of the way. And quite frankly, and I say it all the time, and I'm sure everybody else is sick and tired of it as much as I am sick and tired of highlighting the crimes of these individuals. I'm giving you the answer, Americans. I'm giving you the answer. Here's the answer. Justice. They're not giving you justice, they're giving you injustice. And I want to say this. It is wickedness to show mercy to the wicked, and it's cruel to the innocent that you continuously allow the wicked to reign on so many different levels. Okay, listen to what a great man said back in 1960. He said, every time we turn our heads the other way, he said, when we see the law flouted, when we tolerate what we know to be wrong, when we close our eyes and ears to the corrupt because we are too busy or too frightened, when we fail to speak up and to speak out, we strike a blow against freedom. Apathy strikes a blow against freedom and decency. Injustice, and this is what you get. More of the same old crimes from the same people that are unleft when it comes to justice, friends. And that is to our own shame for tolerating such criminals as we see that occupy the halls of government throughout the United States of America. Did you see this one here, too? Just to show you, these are the same people that are trying to convince you that you need to go out and get your shot. These are the people that are looking out for your health and your well-being every step of the way. That's why they have created a voluminous amount of laws that make the good laws ineffective every step of the way, right? Look at this. The Supreme Court votes 8-1. To strike down ruling that allowed abortions for minors without parental notice. Since when was that their position? It was the job of the Supreme Court back in 1973, friends, to stand up against the few, the oligarchy, the despots, that went forward and said, now let's go tell the people in the United States of America that they have a right to kill the innocent in the womb. Where do they have a say-so in all of this, friends, to now say we're going to strike down that law? And you can mark my words on this, friends. Give it about 10 more years, and you're going to start seeing them strike down the rights of the parents concerning that when it comes to abortions. They're working against parental rights. That's exactly what they're doing. They're trying to show you that there's still some good left in them. There is not. They're just going to incrementally let this fall as well to the parents and to the the point where the parents no longer have any rights, where they're just going to take their kids at will and rob them, like judgments under God tell us that that's what's coming. Folks, look at the judgments of God and tell me systematically and methodically that's not exactly what's happening to a T in the United States. Leviticus 26 and go to Deuteronomy 28. Start in verse 15 in both chapters. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Rachel from Michigan. I know God orchestrated my encounter with Bradley Dean this past summer. His radio show instantly became my family's favorite. We are so thankful for his bold message bringing light to the issues we are facing. If you want the truth from a biblical and constitutional perspective, then you've come to the right place.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Okay, so let's hit this, folks. Actors and actresses in government advocating murder to those that resist. Americans, see, this is why I appreciate phone calls. You don't really believe within yourself that a government that advocates and allows the murder of innocent babies in the womb, that there's not going to be recompense. You don't really believe that, do you? See, what happens is when you allow it and you overlook God's commandments and his judgments to establish righteousness upon the heads of the wicked, such as this right here, this is what you're going to get. This is a said representative. I highlighted a bit of this on Saturday. This is a said representative from Wyoming. Can I just ask you something for those that can see this? And I got to say this. Does she look right in the head? No, because she's not right in the head. These are the ones that advocate for everything but that which is lawful. These are the people that you've been taught by the right as the left. And remember, that right doesn't do nothing about the left. They just highlight the crimes of the left. This is criminal. I didn't know it was the job of your said representatives to call for the murder concerning those that oppose trans delusional agenda. I mean, folks, what do you think is going to be the response? What do you think is going to be the outcome of such a nation that tolerates this? Well, it's the one that you're getting right now. Remember on Saturday, if you were with us, I highlighted this actress. Her name is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And no, she wasn't voted in by the people in New York. She's a plant. She's an actress. Just like so many others are on the horizon within government. They're actors. They're actresses. They're clowns in the circus of politics. Look what they advocate for. They're lawbreakers, which makes them transgressors. And that's not the purpose of American government. It's their job to maintain and magnify the laws against the criminals. But do you think for one moment that they're going to condemn themselves? Absolutely not. Just like I told you. Either you're going to slay the wicked lawfully, or the wicked are going to slay you unlawfully. And here we are. Ocasio, this actress, this bad actress, is caught using a burner account, that means an anonymous account, to incite unhinged trans persons to murder conservative people. I didn't know that that was the purpose of the government, friends. But that's the history of the corrupt. That's the history of those that are implementing and advocating for the very things that they're advocating for. Hey, this is, by the way, the rule of law brings peace. And if you're not going to be the law, guess what's going to be? It's going to precipitate war. And that's why you have war in the streets. That's why it's moving that direction right now. That's why you have said representatives in America today even saying that civil war is inevitable. I'm not making this up. Isn't this what we've been telling you for 15 years, friends? That this is what they are pushing for? Corrupt politicians here, let me help you recollect. Corrupt politicians working with the mainstream media, creating domestic insurrection. Now they're calling for a civil war. Don't forget about Russia and don't forget about China. Don't forget that Russia and China are all calling for a new world order. And who's the author of it? America is. What is the UN? That is an agency of the American government, and it's unlawful, and it needs to be. Folks, we need to lay the axe to the root of the tree when it comes to the agencies that have been created to war against we the people. We're pushing ourselves to no return by allowing what they're doing here. Folks, this is all government. It's on sonsoflibertymedia.com. It's right up on the top of the page. This is all government. The videos are there as well. It's all government sponsored. And so are the death threats. You know, it was said by Hugo Black, love him or hate him, he said, where there is darkness, crimes will be committed. He said, the guilty one is not merely he who commits the crime, but he who caused, and I added, or allowed, the darkness. I've said this repeatedly, friends. We already know who the bad guys are. We already know that if we're not going to deal with them, they're going to set the narrative again. They're going to create another crisis. I just showed you that today, and that's exactly what they're gearing up to do again. Silence in the face of evil is evil itself. Silence when we should protest makes cowards of men. The first one is Bonhoeffer. The second one was Lincoln. But this is where it's going. You have blatantly heard from said representatives in your government, those that don't go along with us politically, standing against our trans delusional agendas. If you don't go along with it, we want you dead. Kill everyone now. This is all across the boards, okay? This isn't some isolated incident, neither, by the way. We have people out in Arizona right now. They just called for, and I'm pulling it up for you so you can see it for yourself. Freedom Falcon just reported, and this is making its way all throughout the United States of America in the, or on the grassroots levels as well. But the Arizona governor's press secretary, and notice how this is in virtually... three-quarters of the states in the United States of America right now. Look to Oregon right now. Look what you have there. Same sort of mindset. They're reprobates. They're at war with God, and they're at war with those that oppose their agenda. Arizona governor's press secretary resigns. That's all she had to do, folks. This and the people let it go. That's all she had to do is resign. But if it would have been anybody else calling for the execution of that kid that little girl that wanted to be a boy that just murdered six people, it would have made national news, and they would have did their best to demonize the law that's to condemn their crimes. And that's why they would have demonized it. He's called the accuser of the brethren, friends. Revelation 12:10. This is Satanism. Is what it is. And what you see is the fruit of rules for radicals under Saul Alinsky in your government agencies in the United States of America. Now, I want to highlight this again really quick. Arizona governor's press secretary, that's all she had to do is resign after encouraging trans violence against Christians. And what it was a picture of a girl with two guns, gun in each hand, and then she put up on there all those that oppose or those that are transphobic, she said. Isn't it interesting, all these names that they make up? But see, folks, don't get caught up into their debate. Because the minute you get caught up into their debate, which there is no debate because law condemns their debate, that's why I continuously make reference to the Word of God, because what he said is written, it is done, there is no debate. But trying to debate with these people, you're trying to reason with the irrational. That is like trying to administer medicine to a dead person. They're dead in their sin, they made the choice to be dead in their sin, and they want to continuously live their own lives as a bunch of idolaters. And the Bible says that the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. Now, the obedient are supposed to step into place and actually deal with them, but that's not what's happening in the American church any longer. And I'm talking about those that profess to be the Lord's kids. It is happening through those that are really his kids. I want to make distinction because, as I always say, friends, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ himself did. But, folks, we are in it right now, again. We say this almost daily, but we truly are in it right now. I also highlighted on Saturday, and I want to remind you today, that if you look to Alina Kagan, don't forget about her. She was the one that Senate approved in an untimely fashion and at a time that would fatigue most. When I say that, they're uncomfortable times. They're in places where they call these meetings at odd times. Like, for example, the Patriot Act. You all know what that is, right? That was passed at 3:30 in the morning. I don't know if you're aware of that or not. But it, not one congressman or said representative took time to read it because it was thrown on their desk. And the bill was as tall as they were, and they wanted it passed immediately. And again, it was proposed at 3:30 a.m., and not one read it, but they all signed it. Well, it's the same thing they did with the Supreme Court injustice, Alina Kagan. She is one sick cookie, friends. She was the one that was appointed to queerify Harvard. And the people that she had around her, again, it's just unthinkable. Much of the things that they're responsible for, much of the things that they're advocating for, I can't even bring it up on the radio. I kid you negative. It's also interesting to note, friends, that this is all government-sponsored. I highlight on a video here, and we've done shows on it before, where 87 politicians, I named them individually, that are responsible for crimes against children. Okay? Crimes against children. I don't know if you've seen this today, but did you see the Dalai Lama asking a little kid, he was caught, trying to get a kid to suck on his tongue? He was caught kissing him. I'm pulling it up right now for you. Look at this. So you can understand that this is widespread, and it's the older generation that's advocating for this again. Dalai Lama apologizes after being caught kissing boy and telling him to suck his tongue. Gross. What a creep. Folks, my goodness. And you got to chuckle sooner or later, friends. And I also highlighted on this last article the child trafficking documentary that some in Congress didn't want you to see, the documentary that they were, matter of fact, the people that were putting this documentary together back in the late 80s at Boys Town, they were paid over $500,000 to not air the program. And it was already on TV Guide, ready to be aired. Why do you think that's happening, friends? Why do you think that these disgusting crimes are being proposed right now to men dressing as women and putting them in government positions?
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment. all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.